Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friend and foe, everybody else, I suppose. Welcome.
What a start.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to start this podcast. It's only been 6 years and 400 episodes, but welcome to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We are on the letter A, still nearly there, and we're on a very interesting broad term, a term that probably encompasses a lot of the things we've already spoken about. But this term, Matt's going to cover because it was too difficult for me, is anatomy. That's it. That's the term, anatomy. So, Matt.
Well, it's in the textbook. Well, the textbook index.
All right. Well, take it away. What the hell is anatomy?
Well, you would assume.
Give us the facts.
Well, I'll give you the etymology in a second, but you would assume just by the name of it, it just refers to learning the parts of the body.
Why is that?
Whereas physiology is how those parts work.
How do you know that?
The process of.
But what's anatomy? Okay. Wouldn't it be the absence of anatomy?
Yeah, you would think so. Tommy.
Here we go.
Not the person, but, or maybe tome, T-O-M-E.
All right, what does tome mean?
Oh, it basically just means to cut up
or
to dissect. So like in the lab, for the lab that I work in, because I do a lot of histopathology, looking up nerves and looking at nerves and stuff, we get to do a lot of histological processing.
Right.
And we cut the nerve, or you cut the specimen to pieces. Sometimes you do that with
scissors.
No, you do, like, you usually embed it, say, in paraffin blocks, and then you slice it. So that would, you'd slice it with a microtome.
So it's like freezing a grape in an ice cube and then cutting the grape by cutting the ice cube.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be, and sometimes you would, if it's a really delicate, you could kind of like on a vibrating knife.
Okay.
Because it kind of can cut through it more neatly.
If you're a Star Wars fan, a vibroblade. Which I am.
Basically.
Yeah. How many Star Wars books have you read?
Oh, countless.
Really? Count Dooku? All right, go on.
So the tome part means the cut up.
Yep. All right. What else we got?
So anatomy really has its basis in terms of its terminology of from a Greek term background meaning to dissect. And that's
That makes sense.
You assume that's exactly how it would have been taught.
Yeah.
In back in the day is you just had a specimen and you just
cut it up.
Cut it up and name things.
Yeah.
Okay. So that really is – so the anatomy –
so we're done.
Anatomy as a discipline in the basic sciences.
Yes.
You would say is learning the structures of the human body.
That's a good way of putting it.
You agree?
Yeah.
Usually it can be tapped in with physiology. So you do an A&P.
Yeah.
But then you can have – you may disagree with this.
Yeah,
but,
probably won't.
But when – you learn anatomy, it has many different applications to it. Physiology, not as much, I don't think. You just learn it for what it is.
Yeah, okay. I think the opposite.
But anatomy you can have, you just gave an example, functional.
Yeah, but it's the opposite.
Functional anatomy, you can have gross anatomy.
Yes, yeah,
you can have clinical anatomy,
yeah.
surgical anatomy,
yeah.
developmental anatomy,
yeah.
comparative anatomy.
At the end
anatomy.
Of the day, you're looking at the same thing
that's
in a
true.
Different context.
Yeah, that's right.
But in physiology, there's minutiae, there's details, things are changing. And you said the wrong thing. Anatomy is just memorizing stuff. And physiology is about living, literally living and breathing it. Anatomy is just there is a protrusion on that bone. I'm going to call it a whatever you call protrusions on bones because I don't care about anatomy.
Tubercle.
Oh, that's a big one. What's a little one?
Tuberosity.
There you go.
Anyway, so when you learn anatomy,
yeah.
there's different dimensions you can do it. Usually,
you said I haven't learned it.
No,
before.
You haven't learned it. Hence why you have no appreciation. So, like, probably in the first year when you learn your anatomy, it's what we call gross anatomy, which is just the structure as the structure.
Yeah. Do you think that in order to really understand anatomy, you must understand embryology?
Yeah.
So you think
to know it at the deepest. Well, not the deepest, but at a deeper level, you should understand why the structure became that way from its developmental.
So you think that embryology is a key basis of anatomy?
It is, but I don't think it can be taught at the front end. I think you have to learn
yeah.
a degree of anatomy first
oh, okay.
and then come back into it.
All right,
I think it's very hard to fully appreciate embryology when you don't even know what the structure is.
Oh, that's a fair point.
And that's why I think it's a discipline that's layered.
You literally. Kind of, you're right. deep and superficial layers.
But once you – so I've taught it at different levels. And so when you're teaching it to a first year
– so basic and real basic.
when you teach it to first years,
yeah.
you don't necessarily have to bring in a whole lot of the different applications to it. You can just say this is the structure for what it is. You always try to tell a story into it because, you know, humans
it's boring, yeah.
humans try to well want to have context and something applied to it.
Yeah.
So it's
I don't need
more
to
meaningful.
Physiology because by definition it has context. But go on.
But then when you start to let's say you're teaching surgical trainees, mm. then they want different parts to it, not just this is the structure for what it is. You start to teach surgical anatomy.
Yep.
So this is it from a surgical context or the developmental, because then it makes sense. Why does it have the branches of this nerve
sure.
the way it has when it's way up in your neck?
Oh, okay.
When it's this is down near your abdomen.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's developed like that way and pulled the nerve with it, mm. for instance. And then you can other layers is like comparative anatomy. So you compare it to animals. And then that gives you an idea evolutionarily why this structure is the way in humans compared to, I don't know, dogs
all right.
maybe.
Yeah.
Or fish. So you know, I always go back to fish.
Yeah, you always go back to dogs. You always talk about like 1940 Russian bloody experiments where they're cutting out pancreases of dogs.
All right, what else you got about anatomy? So usually also kind of running parallel to it is histology
yeah.
or you could say microscopic.
Anatomy.
So that's gross is like with the eye.
Yeah.
Microscopic is obviously with the microscope.
Yeah. Sometimes gross is with the nose when it smells bad. You're like, ugh, yuck, gross. But I'm making a joke here.
Yes. it wasn't very funny.
No.
And then you can have.
Did anyone out there?
Like with the clinical anatomy. So if you're learning certain, I don't know, say physical examination. So you're learning auscultating the chest
yeah.
on the different
so that's
lung fields. Lung fields. Understanding where your stethoscope's placed, that you know you need to know your anatomical landmarks to put the stethoscope in the right location.
ECGs.
But also what's underlying that. So what lobe of the lung are you actually listening to?
Mm.
Again, that's important. So that kind of lays it as well. But then you could – something that's becoming more relevant is radiological anatomy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're doing that at our medical school.
So – because as clinicians, you're going to be looking at your patient's anatomy.
A lot of it through
MRIs, CTs, X-rays,
yeah.
ultrasounds.
Yeah.
It would be good to learn your anatomy with that application at the same time. So that's probably fairly good to learn even in first year
mm.
to appreciate how the body looks in X-ray or MRI
yep.
whilst you're learning the gross as well.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying here, there's a lot of different ways
types
you can teach
anatomy.
It.
Yeah.
And it does bring it to life more. And I know you're like, well, that's because it's completely boring. But
yeah. And wait till we get to physiology. Oh, boy, it's going to be great. But That was a very good summary of an
atom. Have I convinced you to study it for once?
Well, I'm only 15 years into it, so maybe.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.